You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Hancock, Marcus Miller, Candace Springs, and more. More information on tickets and the full season lineup can be found at gpacweb.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Iram Memphis, dedicated to advancing the knowledge and professionalism of real estate managers through education, networking, and advocacy. More information at iram-memphis.org.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're glad that you're here with us on this beautiful Monday morning in Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. This is WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial or 90 or whatever, WYXR.org on the World Wide Web, wherever you're listening from this morning. Good morning. My guest today is Davy Ray Bennett. Hey, Davy.
Hey, Willie. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Thanks so much for being on.
Man, it's so good to gladly meet you. I mean, sorry, to finally meet you. And
We've already had a great conversation right. This morning. We're going to continue here on the radio for a while, and we're going to talk about the show that's coming up with you. You're going to be opening for Roy Brewer and. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but tell you what, why don't we dive right into your list of songs and tell me what your first pick is here.
Okay.
Do you remember which one you did?
Yeah, it's Meet Me in the City by Songhoi Blues.
Yeah.
Is that on you?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, so these guys are from Mali.
Really?
Timbuktu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is a real place.
They got kicked out of their country. Wow. I forget the Sharia law thing.
Right.
But they're doing Junior Kimbrough's song, Meet Me in the City. And their take on it. Like when you hear it, it's like, oh man, like gets your spine moving and everything.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, that's so cool. Here we go. This is Meet Me in the City. By Songhoi Blues. Here we go.
I got a yarma quick, cara y era más DJ de Cuiroro.
That's cool. It never changed chords.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I love Apple Music because it'll suggest things that you ought to listen to.
Oh, really? Okay,
like,
yeah.
Oh, who are these people?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, these guys were very cool. That was Songhoi Blues from Mali.
Yeah.
Wow. Timbuktu. Who would have known?
Yeah.
Timbuktu. All right. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And I want to thank Youth Villages for supporting WYXR and for sponsoring my show. That is so kind of them to do that.
That's
they
great.
Do such great work here in Memphis and the surrounding areas. If you're ever so moved, I'm sure they would need help in many ways, and you can probably find that on their website. As we do here, if you ever want to support us here at WYXR, just go to WYXR.org, and there's a button up there that says Donate, and you can become a contributing whatever member. And
a Patreon.
That's right, yes. And we can do all that. All right, Davy Ray Bennett. So, Davy, tell me, are you from Memphis?
I'm not from Memphis originally, no. I am from the home of the Cracker Barrel, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Are you really?
Right.
Okay.
You've
wow.
been there before?
I have been to Lebanon. I went through there a few months ago. I was visiting a friend in Cookeville.
Okay.
And we drove through Lebanon. It's a beautiful town.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's you know, they had a military academy there.
Okay.
Castle Heights Military Academy.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Closed
yeah.
when I was in sixth grade. Actually, mm-hmm. they have Cumberland College uh-huh. who lost 200-0 in football.
In football.
In football.
I would have loved to have seen that game.
I know you played football.
I did. And I was the most terrible player.
Now you tackled Archie Manning.
Well, Archie Manning ran over me and got tripped up. That's exactly what happened. And as I've said before, I may have been running away from him when I saw him coming because he was like a freight train.
Oh, wow.
But they lost 200 to nothing.
200, right? And I forget the name of the team. It was Georgia Yellow Jackets or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Georgia Tech or something?
It might have been Georgia Tech. It was in, like, I used to have these Funk and Wagnall encyclopedias.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah.
My family had a group of those, and they were like, look, we're in the encyclopedia, you know, like Cumberland University, and it had the loss in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big loss.
I would have loved to have seen that game. All right. It's more of a track meet. Right. I'd say, right?
Yeah.
Just get the ball, run a touchdown. They were probably worn out after the game,
yeah.
Huh? I love that.
Nothing.
I do love that. And so how did you come to Memphis?
So I was going to school at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro. And I just gone through a breakup, and then I was like, man, I need to get out of this town, you know. Yeah. And I had a friend here in Memphis, and he sent me a letter saying, you should move to Memphis, man. It's the birthplace of rock and roll. It's like this art mecca. Mm-hmm. And this was in a letter, and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm moving, you know. And he didn't have a phone or anything, so we just piled my stuff in a Ford Ranger. Came here in 1996 in the snow to an apartment over on Rain, right off Madison and Rain right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And I show up, knock on the door. He's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm moving in, you know. And he's like, no, I meant you should get a place in Memphis. Now. So then he's like, you got to get a job. So like... I worked at Squash Blossom with him right
now. Oh, did that. You? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Where was Squash Blossom? Was it on Poplar at the time?
It was not. It was over in off of Mendenhall,
Oh, right. Yes. I used to go to that one, too, Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Hey, well, apparently something worked.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm glad it worked out, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what my life would be like if I didn't move to Memphis.
Or if he had slammed the door in your face.
Like, right?
Go back where you came. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what. Let's push on your musical journey here.
Okay.
What have we got next here?
Let me see. We've got Buffalo by Hooray for the Riff Raff.
You know, I've never heard that song or Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Well, I was here for Raised by Sound recently.
Yeah.
And Hooray for the Riff Raff played right out here in the atrium.
Did they really?
And there was all these vendors out there. There's so much noise.
Yeah.
But like the way she sang, it just like it cut over the noise. Like my ears just kind of tuned into it.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. This is going to be a first for me, too. Here's Buffalo by Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Two moons and a raging river, saddled up by the pinon fire. Drove out to the edge of the pueblo, bought a drum from a man who cried. And the children's shoes on the ceiling, and the way that you hold my hand. And I yelled and I didn't know the reason, but I knew that you'd understand. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Will we go like the woolly mammoth? Or the deer dodo, gone like the batchman's warbler, disappeared like the melting snow. Little Mary on a fruit bat, or the bright old white-eyed bird. Or will we keep on running like the sound of the buffalo herd? That sky red hawk recorded out on his cousin's farm up north in Minnesota. He tied the recorder in the yard up to a gatepost waiting. Slept out in a tent to hear the rumble of the big stampede that one day magically appeared. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time.
cliff with you. If that means we will survive, 'cause we drove out to the desert just to leave the past behind. And our footsteps fall in shadows, treading light down the canyon trail. And the sun is barely rising, and the stars like a wedding veil. And I cannot lie to you, 'cause you can read my mind. So I think I'll try with you. Some things just take more time. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time. Some things take time. And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 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 Some things take time. I know they do. Some things take time. I know they do. And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo.
Oh man, that was lovely. I love that. So, have you ever been on a buffalo ranch?
I have, yeah.
I got to tell you, I have full disclosure, we were talking about this a second ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my friend Michael Carpenter in Lebanon, Tennessee, his dad, Randy Carpenter, raised buffalo in Lebanon, Tennessee, and sold them to Shelby Farms is what he tells me.
Really?
Yeah, the first buffaloes they had at Shelby Farms came from Lebanon, Tennessee.
I'll be.
Might want to fact check me on that, but that's what he tells me.
You know what? If you said it, it's fact. Okay. It's where they came from, folks.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. All right. Let's see here. Do we want to let's talk about this concert that is coming up. When is it going to happen? Who's going to do it? Let's hear about this.
Yeah, so it's going to happen on July 26th at the Green Room. And I'm opening, doing some instrumental pieces that I wrote in 2015. Apparently, I was writing a lot of instrumental pieces in 2015.
Okay, yeah, and we're going to hear some of those.
Yeah.
Cool.
I recorded them this week specifically for this show, so
okay.
I hope they're not kind of like seat of the pants. You know, I hope they live up to expectations.
But
I'm opening for Roy, who's going to be doing this flamenco guitar stuff.
Roy Brewer.
Yeah, Roy Brewer. He's going to have Jonathan Kirksey with him playing cello. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, here we go.
And like they say, there's always room for cello, right?
Right, yeah.
That's right, okay.
And he told me Samuel's last name. Let me look at Roy's text right quick.
Okay.
He Samuel Jesuyemi. He's from Africa. Wow.
Okay.
Why am I just saying from Africa? I should know exactly where he's from, but I don't.
Downtown Africa.
No, he's from Nigeria.
Oh, from Nigeria. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. And what's he playing?
He's playing flute.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay.
So it's going to be flamenco guitar, cello, and flute.
That's great. I'm telling you, folks, if you've never heard Roy Brewer play, you just give yourself a treat. This guy is like the best of the best.
Yeah.
And he really, really knows what he's doing on that fretboard.
He's amazing. Yeah, he did a show at the Beethoven Club that's available on WKNO's website.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. And he tells history of flamenco in between, and it's in a Roy way where it's comical.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting.
Oh, that's great. So, again, this is coming up July 26th.
At 7:30 p.m., I'm guessing that's when I'm going to be playing at 7:30, and then they'll come on at 8 o'clock.
Great. Well, tell you what, why don't we listen to one of your tunes here?
This is a piece called Sanibel, because I lived in Sanibel Apartments at the time over on Cleveland and Eastmoreland Street.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Hopefully.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Thank you.
right, man. That was...
Sorry.
And we'll
Sorry.
Stop that there. That was great, man.
Thank you.
Wow, and that was all one take?
That was all one take, yeah.
Wow.
Record fresh ink, you know?
Yeah. So folks, he was showing me while this was playing that he writes all this out. It's really amazing. So how did you learn to do all this?
Oh, man. It's a mixture. Well, going to school for music, I'm a classically trained musician, studied with Lily Afshar, and also taking composition classes and just being part of a choir and being able, you know, to sight sing and things. That really helped a lot.
Yeah, right, yeah. right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's great. So when you moved to Memphis, did you move here specifically to get into the music business?
Oh, man. No, I didn't. I had so many different types of jobs. When I first moved here, yeah, Squash Blossom, and then, you know, I'm playing in, you know, the P&H Cafe.
Whoa! Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry, folks. This is all volunteer radio, and my fat finger decided to volunteer that no, song. Sorry.
That's
so
awesome.
You were working at where?
I was working at Squash Blossom, and then Dana Mitchell was doing some electrical stuff there, and I was like, yeah, we need somebody. You want to be an apprentice? So next thing you know, I'm like an electrician's apprentice.
Okay.
And he said, we got to let you go. You're going to kill yourself. You know?
So that was good career advice, right?
Right. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, that is so funny. So you didn't make it as an electrician?
I was an iron worker, local Union 167.
Okay.
I quit during Hurricane Elvis. Right. Said, I need to go back to college. You know, there's too many people missing fingers around here.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
Wow, what a journey.
Yeah, it's
good. You got quite a story here. You need to write that story down.
I don't know, man. I don't want to compete with you.
No, you need to write that story down. I believe everybody needs to write their story. Yeah. Everybody's got a story, right?
I just
got
to become a better storyteller, man. Yeah. You've got it mastered.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm old. I think I've had a lot of practice telling stories and things. And, you know, I think, you know, with your performing and stuff, that gives you the opportunity to have that captive audience. And I've done a lot of public speaking over the years, you know.
Yeah.
Speak to, you know, I go to churches and just all sorts of places. Anybody who asks me, I'll go talk to them because I like to see people smile.
Yeah.
And I like to see people laugh, you know, because a lot of times people need that. They need that kind of human touch, I think.
Yeah.
And so start telling stories as you're playing.
Yeah. Well, what also helps with that is like I'm a singing tour guide now for backbeat tours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
I've been doing that since 2021. So
okay.
I'm like riding backwards on a bus behind a driver.
Yeah.
And I'm telling these, you know, these stories that I've told a thousand times from a script, you know. But it's I'm meeting people from everywhere and just being able to talk to people and play, you know. I used to not do that. I'd just like stare at my feet and play, and then there'd be silence, and then I would. Anyway,
that's great though. Let me tell you, I do a lot of volunteer work at Elmwood Cemetery for some reason, and
I love that cemetery.
But doing that, we get the opportunity to take people around on tours.
I've seen your tour.
Things,
you were okay. So you portrayed a guy. He was in the Civil War. He was a Civil War soldier.
That's right.
And you came in on him.
That's right.
Doing the do with your wife.
That's right.
And you chased him out, and then you came back to his platoon
and shot him.
And shot him.
Yeah, that was Earl Van Dorn, who was the Civil War general, I guess, and I was a doctor, George somebody.
Okay.
But that was a very good script. My wife Kim wrote that script.
Wow.
And it was a very good script.
And she acted with you at the cemetery.
No, that wasn't her. That was that was Randy Sluter, who's a great actor here.
My
in
bad.
Town.
Sorry.
Yeah, and she was great. We had a good time doing it. And you know, over the years, I have portrayed Boss Crump, many times. I think I'm going to be Boss Crump this year at the Soul of the City tour at Elmwood. That's coming up in October. And, you know, it's funny. A friend of mine sent me a text yesterday and had attached to there E.H. Crump, Boss Crump, on film. And I have been looking
on film.
I have been looking for something like that for really the last 20 years. And I had, because I had never heard his voice. And every time I portrayed him, I just kind of went straight to Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, you know. Yeah. But I heard him, and I think I've been portraying Mr. Crump correctly over the years. Okay. But I finally heard his voice yesterday.
Wow. Yeah.
So I want to thank Larry Jackson. Larry, if you're out there listening, thank you. You made my day. You made my decade giving me that. So, yeah, storytelling, it's such an important thing, you know, and it's that connection with another human being.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell you what, let's push along here, and I see we've got something by The Cure.
The Cure, yeah. It's called Close to Me. Speaking of Cumberland College, I was living in a trailer behind my grandmother's place growing up. We'd lost our house, and we had to move in. But the local station at Cumberland College was on the either on the far end of the FM dial, or it was like AM, but it was real fuzzy. You know?
Right, yeah.
And I heard this song come on there, and I was like, man, what is it? Because they didn't play that on the local, you know, on the the top 40 radio,
right?
At least in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Okay, so.
And it moved me.
It moved. Okay, yeah. Here we go. This is Close to Me by The Cure.
I made myself some
Well, that's not what I think The Cure sounds like. I love that song.
Okay.
Sometimes I think The Cure's too loud for me or something, or just too, you know, angry or something. But I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great song. Close to Me.
It's one of their more upbeat songs.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, Tennessee. And I think it's going to be a nice week this week. It's going to be hot. And that was your weather forecast. Got anything to add? This is Davey Ray Bennett, folks. Got anything to add?
The humidity is going to be 100%.
That's right. Yes, yeah. Just wear your goggles and your swimsuit when you go outside.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, and man, I'm telling you, it really is oppressive.
Yeah.
You know? Not impressive. We walked out yesterday, and it started getting cloudy, and my wife said, man, I think the temperature just dropped 10 degrees, and it really did. Yeah. And we were able to actually sit outside and enjoy it for half an hour or so. Mm-hmm. It was great.
A little bit of shade. I'm surprised at how late it's still light outside.
But, oh, God, yeah. I know. This whole longest day business.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Summer solstice.
Yeah, right. Kind of over that, too. Yeah. We were watching something on TV the other night. We got through watching. I thought, well, it's about time to go to bed. Look, it was still light outside.
Right.
Thinking, I don't know if that's going to work. Okay, let me remind you again, folks, of the show coming up on July 26th here at Crosstown in the Green Room with Roy Brewer. And Roy's going to be doing a collection of what?
Flamenco pieces, traditional flamenco pieces. Like the Solearis. That's the only one I remember the name of. But there's other, like they're based on rhythm patterns. And but he's going to be with Jonathan Kirksey, the cellist, and this guy's Samuel, and I don't want to mess up his last name again, who's going to be playing flute.
Yeah. That should be great. So you can get tickets where?
Oh, that's...
Do you know where to get tickets?
I do if I look back at this flyer.
Okay, and we're going to tell you where to get your tickets, folks, because I'm sure this is going to be
Available.
Show.
Sorry, go
ahead. All right, well, just a show that a lot of people want to come to.
Yeah, you can get them at www.crosstownarts.org.
Okay, crosstownarts.org. Yeah, get your tickets, and, you know, I think maybe... Do I need to have Roy on here? We think Roy would come on and...
I know Roy would love to be on your show.
And be on the show. Roy's a friend of mine, and you know, but I've never had him on the show. I can't believe that. But I tell you, Roy, if you're listening, it's your buddy Willie. I hope you remember me. And I'd love for you to be on the show. And so call me, okay? All right, well, let's keep pushing here. I see there is a song by Snow Globe.
Snow Globe, yeah.
What have we got?
It's called Playground. Mm-hmm. And I bought there, you know, I kind of missed the bus on Snow Globe.
Yeah.
Athens, Georgia, the Brad Postlewaite came here. I don't want to get all this stuff wrong. Jeff Hewlett and Luke White, who we just lost this past year.
Yes, right.
But I was on Beale Street at A. Schwab, and they had these albums there, and I was like, oh, there's a Snow Globe album.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
And so I pick up this album, and I'm like, man, why did I miss out on this? This is so good.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, well, and I don't know much about Snow Globe, so I am I'm chomping at the bit to hear this. This is Playground by Snow Globe.
Don't know what words are, you always say such perfect things. Always smile.
Well, that was lovely.
Yeah.
That was snow really globe. Nice snow globe. And more snow globe. That was great. Okay, snow globe. I like that. We were talking about that we both appreciate when people sing in their real voices.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? I mean, somebody who will do falsetto, you know.
Yeah.
I like that. I do like that.
They're like, man, I think I can do this. Let's just, you know.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Yeah. I love that, man. I love that because, you know, so many people feel like they have to try to channel somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, let me try this like Eddie Vedder would do it, or let me do this like the Beatles or whatever, you know. Just kind of do your own thing, sing in your own voice.
Yeah,
that sets you free. Yeah. You know. Well, that's very cool. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and Davey Ray Bennett is here with me, and we're gonna play another one of his songs. As I hand him the plug, so he can plug this up, yeah. and we can play it. So what are we gonna hear next?
This is called Bohemia Island. I like to sit around and come up with silly names for songs.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bohemia Island.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll see how well that fits.
Maybe we need to find an island like this. I don't know.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, this is a nylon. You know, that's a good question. So this was made by Mark Conley in his garage over at Poplar and Highland area.
Wow.
He's an education teacher at the University of Memphis. I had him make it in like 2010-ish.
Yeah,
it's a nylon string classical guitar.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a wonderful sound. I loved what I heard.
Thank you.
Okay, well, tell you what, let's play that.
Okay, here we go.
That was great. What was that again? Bohemia Island?
Bohemia Island.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's very nice. You know, you got a nice touch.
Thank you.
You got a very nice touch. So you'll be opening for Roy. And you'll play for half an hour or so?
Half an hour. It's going to be very different. It's going to be very subdued. And then Roy is going to come on and like the fire is going to start.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's great. That's great. I hope I can be at that show.
Well, if not, maybe somebody will record it or film it.
Well, you know what? I need to be at that show. Okay. Maybe I just need to buy myself a ticket or two and just show up at the show. I think that would be fun. We like to hear Roy play at Novel.
Yeah.
And he plays there on Saturdays, kind of brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he's good. He plays stuff that, like, I'll be sitting there eating, and he'll play, like, Walk Away Renee, and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, he always, like, throws some good ones in there.
I love when he'll be just playing a flamenco piece, and then he'll throw in some familiar melody from a tune just to see if you're listening.
Right, and, yeah. You know. Yeah, now that is the mark of a great musician, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, so that's coming up on July 26th, right here at Crosstown at the Green Room. And you can go to crosstown.org,
yes,
and
crosstownarts.org
and get your tickets. Be a good evening out. The parking is free in the parking lot. And let me tell you, folks, if you've never been here to the Crosstown Concourse, what a place this is. Isn't this wild?
It's amazing what they did to it. I remember coming here when the paint was just hanging off the ceilings, and Yvonne Bobo was just storing some equipment in here.
Uh-huh.
You know, just that dusty smell.
Yeah.
It's not like that now. It's beautiful.
No, it's
now.
Not. It really is. Great restaurants. Yeah. A lot of stuff to see. This is a real, real community here, and I'm glad to be a small part of it. All right. Well, tell you what. Let me hang on. Let me get the plug here.
Yeah. We're gonna plug the lifeline.
Folks, if you saw what we were doing in here, you would think we were crazy.
Yeah.
We're swapping back the plug from each phone, from his phone to my phone, to play things. But you know what? That's okay too.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we're gonna play one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world.
So I heard, is this 10th Avenue?
Yeah.
So I heard Tom talking to Pam about this song, and she heard John Kilzer play it.
Pam was talking to me.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought she was talking to Tom. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Pam Branham was on with me a few weeks ago.
Sorry, yeah.
And she heard Kilzer play Bruce Springsteen's 10th Avenue
Freeze Out,
and man.
I got the shows mixed up. Yeah.
Man, what a song this
love
is.
Love this song. It's a good driving song.
I want to it may have been the first thing I heard by Springsteen.
Really?
It may have been.
Man, that driving piano and that dunk, 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 dunk.
I know
dunk.
It. It's so cool.
How's it going?
All right. Here we go. Robbie's on. Hey, Robbie's in the studio with us. Hey, Robbie. How you doing? He's in the studio with us.
Robbie
Grant.
Robbie.
Himself. Himself, yeah. Well, we're glad you're here,
Robbie.
Is
Jamie Harmon out there in the hall?
Jamie Harmon.
No, that's not Jamie.
That's
sorry.
Not Jamie?
Sorry.
Okay.
Just
hang on. Let
like
me
Jamie.
Let me turn your mic on. And
co-op Davey's show.
There you go. No, no,
online.
No. You're here, man.
Yeah, yeah, come on in.
Well, I love Davey, so I'm really glad
thank
he's
you.
Here.
Love you too, Robbie.
Well,
yeah.
are you gonna be at the show on the 26th?
Right
on.
Yes.
Okay.
I will be there at Crosstown Arts Green Room, and Davey and I, we flipped cookies together at another roadside attraction
man.
Back
oh,
in the day.
Oh, did you really?
He had a side job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
back
great.
In the 90s, we were cooking together.
Big-ass truck days, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, that's great stuff. And, folks, Robbie runs this great organization. I just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for letting me do this show.
Well, thank you.
I have such a great time doing this.
I love hearing your show. I love the people I don't know, and I love hearing the people I do know tell their stories and stuff. So.
It's great stuff. Cool. All right. Well, this is going to go out to Pam Branham this morning, and this is Bruce Springsteen with 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Let's
Here
go.
We go.
City bird scooter searching for his groove.
All right, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, folks. What a song there. I was stranded in the jungle trying to take in all the heat they were getting. I love that, man. I love that. Golly.
He's such a great lyricist.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, folks, you've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're so glad you take this journey with us every Monday morning at 9 to 10 right here on WYXR. We have a good time doing this and glad you're along with us. Tell you what, I think we've got maybe time for one more. Let's talk about the gig one more time. Who have we got coming up?
July 26th, 7:30 p.m. I'll be opening for Roy Brewer, along with Jonathan Kirksey on cello and Samuel on flute. I want to say it's Jay Yosemite. I'm not looking at the name. That's a guess. So sorry, Samuel, if I got your name wrong. But, yeah, and you can get the tickets for this show at www.crosstownarts.org.
All right. I hope to see you there, folks. Tell you what are we going to end with this morning? What do you want? We've got Sugar Cube left, or do you want to do one of your songs?
Let's do this Sugar Cube.
Want to do Sugar Cube?
By okay. Yola Tango.
Yola Tango. Mm. Okay, folks, we actually may be back to say goodbye to you, or we may not. David's in the house with a new soft shoe show.
Nice. He's got some pavement in his hand, too.
I'm telling you, man.
Wowie zowie.
He's got the good stuff. David brings it. I feel like such a scrub here playing off my phone. You know, David's coming to do the real stuff.
Finally.
The real stuff. All right. But just hang around because he's going to play you some good stuff here. We're going to end this with Sugar Cube by Yola Tango. And here we go.